Doctors and nurses on the front lines of the pandemic have received a lot of gratitude and with good reason. But the majority of COVID-19 deaths in Pennsylvania and New Jersey are not in hospitals. They're in nursing homes. Workers there have been forced to say goodbye to countless patients that they've known for years. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
If there is one social activity that is a staple at virtually all nursing homes, it's bingo. But gathering for game night is not an option these days. That's why Mildred Ives, who lives at a nursing home near Wilkes-Barre, says she's grateful that the staff there have gone out of their way to keep bingo going.
They give us bingo cards, and we get to mark off the numbers and turn your papers back in. If you win, you get a quarter. We play it right in our rooms with the doors shut. Bingo's a big game in the nursing homes.
Nursing home staff also bathe residents and feed them and take them to the bathroom. They aren't paid much, less than $15 an hour on average. As many workers have called out sick with COVID-19 or to stay home with their kids or other loved ones, many nursing homes have found themselves short-staffed right when they need the most help.
You are asking the nurses to go from monitoring vitals once a week to maybe every 2 to 4 hours for patients that have COVID.
Josh Wee is medical director at Renaissance Nursing Home in Philadelphia.
The escalation in intensity of assessment is ramping up as you're losing staff, and that is not a doable situation at all.
Julie Moore works as a certified nursing assistant at a nursing home in Philadelphia. She says there aren't enough staff to assign one group of nurses to patients with COVID-19 and another to patients without. Even if there were, tests aren't widely available to know who has the virus and who doesn't. There's also a shortage of personal protective equipment, so she wears the same mask and gown all day, no matter who she's caring for. All of this can be hard to explain to the residents.
You know, they look to us for everything, and we don't know how to explain what's going on to them, especially the residents who have Alzheimer's or dementia, and they see us all covered up, suited and booted, as we call it.
Moore said she's had dozens of residents die on her watch. Once the tally rose above 40, she stopped keeping count.
And then you got to come in the next day, and then you find out that another resident has either gone out to the hospital or passed away. So it's a lot.
Despite that, she does her best to keep her residents connected with their families. If she happens to see a loved one at the building hoping to wave at a resident through the window, she'll offer to take their phone up to that resident's room, snap a photo, and bring it back down. And when someone dies, she says she feels responsible.
You rewind in your head, I know I do, is there something that I could have done differently, you know, to help? And at the end of the day, it wasn't anything differently. Like, this thing came in, you know, like a roller coaster and had us all on a really long ride. And we're still on it.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.